Ladies and gentlemen, coming next to the stage, essayist Michael Gifford.
Thank you, Eric.
Where do I do? I squeeze. There we are.
Okay. So the last two people were great scientists, and I am an idiot. Okay? To just make it clear how stupid I am, and perhaps how inappropriate it is, when I was young, I would sing the song Joy to the World. My father is a Methodist minister, and he'd sing, Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare in Ruth. And I asked my dad, I was 18, and I said, who is Ruth? And he looked at me, he said, what are you talking about? I said, Ruth in the song. And he went, in Rome, you idiot, in Rome. This is where I stand. So, I'm honored to be speaking here at the Adler Planetarium because it's a bastion of education and higher learning that benefits the world. I, on the other hand, am the guy who ate Totino's pizza rolls from Walgreens the last three nights for dinner. So for me, this is a step up. When I was a little boy, my family would attend the Canfield Fair in Ohio, and my favorite activity was the piglet races. It was an event where baby pigs would be placed in a small track and run around in a circle for our amusement. One might call it the Kentucky Derby of Pig. It was 27 years ago, so I doubt they still do it for any of you animal lovers. But at the time, I loved the piglet races. There was a particularly cute spotted piglet named Seymour. Seymour was the clear runt of the litter. But that little piglet had gumption. And boy, could he run to the finish line to pile into that slop. Now, if memory serves me, Seymour the runt won every piglet race. So to take a quote from Charlotte's Reb, Seymour was some pig. Sidebar. One does not have to be as brilliant as Neil deGrasse Tyson to observe that I was not a cool kid in school. Note, Neil deGrasse Tyson was only one of two scientists I could think of. I thought it would be offensive to say Stephen Hawking because he's in a wheelchair. Jesus Christ. I used to have a very distinct side part in my hair. This being before distinct side parts were stylish. When I was made academic student of the month, they hung my senior picture in the school cafeteria, and with slicked hair and distinct side part, some ever so kind classmate said I resembled a young Hitler. They'd Sieg Heil my face on the way through the lunch line to get pizza. Not exactly the Leni Riefenstahl moment any awkward 17-year-old runt of a kid would ever ask for. There was this one bully, we'll call him Doug, that really got under my skin. Doug wasn't some typical lunkhead bully, but himself was a wise ass who was too smart for his own good. I was fortunate to have been liked enough to never endure some grand humiliating moment, but Doug's occasional daggers of verbal assaults really stung me as a young man. Almost 10 years had passed since graduation, and I had recently joined Facebook. That might date me. I digress. Being a nerd, an enormous Harry Truman enthusiast, sub-sidebar, the coolest moment of my life was recently meeting Harry Truman's great-grandson, who is himself a professional model. Who would have thought? End of sub-sidebar. I put as my party affiliation, Truman Democrat, on Facebook. Well, wouldn't you know it, from under the rock where he resided, Doug had a fresh crack about me being a Truman Democrat. What? Well, at the age of 27, the buck stopped here. Ha-ha. And this runt was not going to tolerate a bully. And boy, did I write him a private message of rebuke that Clarence Darrow would have been proud of. That was a Chicago reference. Oh, my God. Well, with great pride, I strode over to share this exchange with my best friend, Ethan, and expected a symbolic, "the nerds have won" sign of approval. Instead, Ethan, who's studying to be a therapist, bluntly stated, "I think Doug was making a joke in a private message and that you may have totally overreacted and misread it." How could that be? Doug was clearly out to destroy me. Still, I couldn't be wrong. Doug was a jerk, grr. Well, Ethan stated, "Well, you're being a jerk too, so you should apologize." Ugh. So I slunked back home, logged on to Facebook like a mature adult, and wrote Doug an apology and explained why I had been so sensitive to his joke because of how he had put me down in school. Lo and behold, Doug wrote back and apologized to me. What? He said that he had always liked me and respected me and felt terrible that he had ever hurt my feelings. Now I felt like a doofus. End of sidebar. My mother and I talked on the phone recently, and she said that she identifies runts as survivors who have to work extra hard to persevere, like Pluto. But I didn't write about Pluto because I don't know anything. I wonder sometimes, though, if Seymour the Piglet persevered or if he didn't end up in my Walgreens Totino's pizza roll. Who knows? Either way, no matter how runt-like we may feel as individuals, you really never know how other folks feel unless you choose to extend yourself. That's a tough race, but that's the only one worth finishing. Thank you all very much. Eric. We'll do a proper hand.